在新冠病毒肆虐全球，人心惶惶不安的时候。
Yes, we're going to sing a few things for to start our worship tonight during this crisis time that we need to sing.
唯有耶稣基督能给这个生了病的世界带来平安。
Only Christ Jesus at this crisis time.He's the only one who can give us peace.
唯有耶稣掌管天地万有。
Only Christ who's
reigning in heaven.
Only Christ can turn water into wine.
叫狂风巨浪平息。
Only Christ you can stop the raging calm.
大能赦罪行神迹。
You can pardon our sin.
耶稣无人能与你相比。
Jesus, no one can compare with you.
耶稣你能医治伤心痕耶稣你用权柄释放叫不可能变为可能唯有耶稣掌管天地万有唯有耶稣叫狂风巨浪平息，得罪能洁净神迹。耶稣无人与你相比。
我们要唱的是神要开道路。
The second song we're going to sing.
以赛亚书第四十三章十九节这么说：看啊，我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。
Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
是的，不单单耶稣成为我们的依靠。
Yes, not only God to be our fortress.
并且神说他要为我们在荆棘开道路。
God also said he's going to make way in wilderness.
并要在沙漠开江河。
Bring streams in desert.
我来唱这首《神要开道路》。
Let's sing God will make a way。
我相信神在这个时候真的要为我们开道路，特别在疫情非常严峻的时候。
I truly believe God will make a way during this crisis time。
让我们把我们的心交给神来带领我们。
Let's give our hearts to God to lead us。
Shut my door where there's tears to be.
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你，你在旷野为我们开道路。
Thank you, Lord. You make way in the wilderness for us.
你在荆棘啊，在沙漠为我们开江河。
You bring the streams in the deserts for us.
主，我们感谢你。
We really thank you, Lord.
在我们这个时代当中，当我们遇见新冠病毒这样猖狂蔓延的时候，我们好像四处都没有路可以走。
During this COVID-19, this coronavirus crisis time, seems like there's no other way that we can run away.
但是我们知道有一条路仍然为我们敞开的。
But we understand there's a wide open way that is prepared for us.
主啊，那就是你自己。
That's the way, that's you, yourself.
你的话告诉我们说，我是道路、真理、生命。
You told us yourself.That your word is the way, the truth, the life.
若不借着你，没有人能到父那里去。
If not going through you, nobody can go to Father.
主啊，在新冠病毒来肆虐的时候，我们好像没有地方可以藏躲。
During this crisis, this coronavirus crisis time, seems like there's no place for us to hide.
主啊，求你帮助我们成为我们的藏匿之处。
God, please help us. You become the place that we can hide.
主啊，让我们在你的翅膀荫下得着平安。
We can hide underneath your wings and we can be peace.
主啊，让我们从每一天的惊恐、惶恐当中能活过来。
God, please revive us from this urgency, from this scare and fear.
主啊，让我们每天用活泼赞美的灵来亲近你。
Please give us this vivid and praising spirit to give all the glory to you.
哦，主啊，把这个时候每位弟兄姐妹在家中敬拜的交头仰望在你面前。
We lift up all our brothers and sisters in front of you tonight.
主啊，真的分赐你的圣灵在他们的心中。
Please just spread your Holy Spirit among all of us.
哦，让我们在你里面可以连接在一起。
So within you we can gather and we can become one.
我让这个样一个敬拜可以成为馨香之祭，献在你面前，蒙你所悦纳。
And please that.Our gathering could please you in front of your throne.
我们把今晚上的聚会恭恭敬敬仰望在你面前。
We humbly and praise and lift up all our praises in front of you.
求你从开始到末了来带领我们。
We want you to lead us from the very beginning to the end of this gathering.
祷告奉告耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray all this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，今天晚上是着主礼拜。
Tonight we have this Monday Thursday worship.
等下我们要一同领圣餐。
We're going to partake the Holy Communion tonight.
今天晚上可以说是主耶稣基督的逾越节。
We can say tonight is Jesus' Passover.
只是他自己却成了被杀的羔羊。
But he became the sacrificial lamb.
我们永远不要忘记这段经文。
Let us never forget about these scriptures.
在罗马书的第四章二十五节这么告诉我们。
Roman chapter 4:25.
我现在念中文的。耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification.
我弟兄姐妹，这里告诉我们两件很重要的事情。
Over here, there's telling us two important things.
他告诉我们，耶稣被交给人是为什么呢
？Why Jesus was turned over?
他是为我们的过犯被交给人了。
He was turned over because of our sins.
他复活是为了叫我们可以在他里面可以称义。
His resurrection was because of that way we can have a justification.
使徒保罗把他怎么样交给人，怎么样复活，讲得这么的明白，让我们知道这个奥秘。
Apostle Paul was telling us about all this.
今天晚上我心中有很多话想要跟弟兄姐妹交通。
Tonight I have so much to talk to brothers and sisters.
但是我只想专注在圣餐这件事情。
But I decide I'm just going to focus on this Holy Communion.
圣餐可以是很严肃有纪念性的圣餐。
The Lord's Supper can be very serious.
可以是很有感恩性的圣餐。
Could be full of thanksgiving.
也可以是有很喜乐的感庆祝性的圣餐。
It could be also be very joyful, celebratory Lord's Supper.
今天晚上的圣餐就介于这三者之间。
Tonight's Lord's Supper will be the intersection of all these three.
在纪念中 有严肃感。
In the midst of remembering, it is serious.
在严肃当中有感恩的行动。
In the midst of solemnity, there is the action of thanksgiving.
在感恩中有罪得释放的庆祝与喜乐。
In the midst of thanksgiving, there is the celebration and joy of being set free from sins.
不同的是我们不能聚在一起，每个人在家中远距离的一同守圣餐。
The difference is, we cannot gather together. Each person is in our own home. We observe the Lord's Supper separately in this unprecedented time.
在这个非常的时期，这样的守圣餐，我想就已经够了。
In this unprecedented time, I think this is sufficient.
在基督徒的一生当中，要参加很多很多的聚会。
During our Christian life, there are so many gatherings that we need to attend.
但是有两种聚会，我觉得最大的聚会。
There are two gatherings are the most important ones.
一个是圣餐聚会，一个是洗礼的聚会。
One is the Lord's Supper, the other one is the baptism.
洗礼与圣餐都是教会的圣礼。
The baptism and the Holy Communion are a church sacrament.
一种需要好好分别为圣的礼节。
This is some type of ceremony that needs to be separate.
然而一般人比较看重洗礼，忽略圣餐。
Most of us would pay more attention to baptism and overlook the Holy Communion.
对慕道的朋友们，可能会常常鼓励他洗礼归在主的名下。
To seekers, we may often encourage them to get baptized.
但是对那些已经洗礼信主的弟兄姐妹，你会鼓励他来参加圣餐吗？
But for those people who are already baptized, who already believers, are you often encourage them to come to attend our Holy Communion?
一个已经受洗归入基督的人，如果忽略主的圣餐，就是忽略主的身体了。
For those people who believe in God and already baptized, who overlook the Holy Communion,is really disregard God's body.
弟兄姐妹，容我这么问，你在乎主的圣餐吗？
Brothers and sisters, allow me to ask you, do you observe the Lord's Supper?
圣餐聚会不是别的，圣餐聚会是最大的聚会。
The Lord's Supper is not something else, it's the most important gathering.
为什么呢？我要跟大家分享几个理由。
Why? I'm going to share the following few points with you.
第一个，这是一个最重要的传承。
First of all, this is the most important inheritance.
特别在哥林多前书第十一章的二十三节，如果弟兄姐妹在家看到这样一个我们的 PPT 的时候，你方便的话，请跟我一起练，先跟你练中文的。
So at home, if you can see on your screen,that I would like you to read this scripture with me.
哥林多前书十一章二十三节说，我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。
1 Corinthians 11:23, For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread.
我们都知道主耶稣受难前夕，在最后一次的月节的晚餐上，他先为门徒洗脚。
We know on the evening before the Lord Jesus suffered, on the evening of the last Passover meal, He first washed the disciples' feet.
为什么要先洗门徒的脚？
Why did he first wash the disciples' feet?
这除了表示他对他们的爱是爱到底的爱以外，
Besides displaying that, he will love them to the end.
就是要洗去他们心中的骄傲、纷争和不和睦。
It was wash away the pride in their hearts, their dispute and disagreement.
并也借此为普世的教会建设立一个彼此洗脚的谦卑礼。
And also to use this to establish the humble service of washing one another's feet for the universal church.
要门徒以后经常的遵守。
And for disciple to continue this practice often.
接着主耶稣又将逾越节的晚餐变为圣餐。
Then the Lord Jesus changed the Passover meal to Holy Communion.
借此又为教会设立了另一个礼节，就是圣餐礼。
Establish another sacrament for the church, the sacrament of Holy Communion.
圣餐礼是由主耶稣亲自在最后一次逾越节的晚餐上设立的。
Holy Communion was set.The last evening at the Passover by Jesus Christ himself.
实际上主耶稣是要以圣餐礼来取代逾越节的礼节。
Jesus himself, he wants to replace the Passover with Holy Communion.
以圣餐礼当中的无酵饼和葡萄酒来纪念主耶稣在十字架上为我们的舍命流血。
By using the unleavened bread and the grape juice,In remembrance of Jesus Christ on the cross to give up his life and shed the blood.
圣餐礼和逾越节的主要属灵象征意义是相同的。
The Holy Communion and the Passover, the spiritual meaning are the same.
所不同的是逾越节是预表上帝的羔羊基督将要在十字架上为我们舍身流血，完成赎罪的功劳。
The difference was the Passover was a foreshowing of God's Lamb Christ that he was on the cross and he gave up his life and shed his blood for us.
圣餐礼是纪念基督已经在十字架上舍身流血为我们完成赎罪的大功。
This Holy Communion is in remembrance of Jesus who gave up his life and shed his blood to completeTo fulfill the salvation.
这是两千年来教会最大的传承。
This is the greatest inheritance of this church, the 2,000 years of church history.
所以使徒保罗非常慎重地对向哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹说。
Apostle Paul was telling the brothers and sisters in Corinth, the church in Corinth.
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you.
那是主耶稣被卖的那夜拿起饼来所定的仪式。
The Lord Jesus on the night he was betrayed took bread.
这是信仰的最大传承。
This is the most important inheritance.
第二，我们来看是最大的纪念。
Secondly, the greatest remembrance.
而这在24节、25节。
It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
我仍然邀请弟兄姐妹一起来念这段圣经。
Reverend Mao asked brothers and sisters to read the Bible.
24节说，祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。
1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 24 And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verses 25 In the same way, after supper, he took the cup.Saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.
正如主耶稣基督亲自亲口教导我们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。
Jesus taught us himself I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you.
吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
Whenever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
而弟兄姐妹，这节圣经告诉我们守圣餐的重要性，是因为这是末日主叫我们复活的一个记号。
This verse tells us it is important to observe communion because it is a sign of the Lord raising up on the last day.
为了这个缘故，主要我们一直纪念，并且把这个看成最大的纪念。
For this reason, the Lord wants us to continually remember and to see this as the greatest remembrance.
主耶稣说，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Lord Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me.
主要我们纪念他，不只是因为我们会忘记，并且主自己觉得他需要我们纪念他，我们多多的想他。
The Lord wants to runs us to remember him, not only because we will forget, but because the Lord thinks he needs us to remember him, we need to think of him often.
在圣餐当中，我们要纪念主为我们做了两件事情。
During communion, we need to remember the two things the Lord did for us.
一个是纪念主在十字架上为我们牺牲舍命的恩情。
One is to remember the Lord's grace in sacrificing his life on the cross for us.
另一个是要纪念主怎样谦卑他自己，成为了人的样式，来到世间。
The other is to remember how the Lord humbled himself, made himself in human likeness, and came to earth.
来服我们这些天国的陌生人，天国的浪子。
Come serving us, stranger of heaven, the prodigals of heavens.
耶稣为什么要我们纪念他？
Why Jesus Christ want us to remember him?
要纪念耶稣有一个很重的条件。
In order to remember Jesus, there is a condition.
就是你要认识他，
you have to first know him,
你才能纪念他。
Then you can remember him.
你不会纪念你所不认识的人。
You can never remember somebody that you do not know.
你所不认识的人，你没有办法纪念。
Anyone that you do not know, you cannot remember.
就像我的父母现在都在天上，我纪念他们，因为我爱他们，我认识他们，他们也爱我，认识我。
Just like my parents, they are both are in heaven.I remember them because I love them. I know them, and I know they love me. They know me.
你也不会纪念你所没有经历过的事情。
You will never remember those things that you have never experienced before.
你所没有经过的事情，你纪念不来。
Those things that you didn't experience, you can never remember.
所以纪念是包括你真正认识过，你真正经历过。
So in order to remember that you really need to know and you really need to experience.
主要我们纪念他，乃是要我们在道路、真理、生命上真的认识他，并且经历他。
God wants us to remember him. He really wants us to really know that he is the way, the truth, the life. And he wants us to really, truly know him and experience him.
第三我们要分享是最长的等候。
The third point, the longest wait.
在哥林多前书十一章二十六节，我们一起来念：你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的时，只等到他来。
First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 26. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
那么在这一节当中有五个很重要的字。
In these verses, there are five very important words.
饼、杯、食、等、来。
Bread, cup, death, until, come.
圣经每次提到饼，总是和生命发生关系。
Every time Bible mentioned bread, there's always something to do with life.
饼说出了主已经将他的生命分给我们了。
Bread symbolized that Jesus has already shared his life with all of us.
我们不是单单与主是一体的，并且我们大家也因为吃同一个饼而成为一体的。
It is not one of us individually to become one with Lord, but we all together that we ate the same bread and we became one all together with our Jesus.
所以等一下我们在守圣餐的时候，你在家里你们是跟大家分同一个杯同一个饼。
So later on when we partake the Holy Communion, even though you're at home, we are still taking the same cup, the same bread.
圣经每一次提到杯，杯就是份。弟兄姐妹，我们在神面前所该得的份，原是神愤怒的杯。
Every time the Bible mentioned cup, it does not mean share, like our share, our own share.Brothers and sisters, that what we deserve, what we really deserve from God, is God's cup of wrath.
主在十字架上替我们喝了那一个杯。
The Lord on the cross drank the cup in our place.
如今他用他的宝血给我们买了福分。
He used his blood, he shed his blood to purchase.
就是神是我们杯中的份。
Purchased the share for us, so he is our portion, he is our share.
所以这是他满满的在祝福我们。
That is his blessing.
那新约圣经每次提到死，总是和基督的替死与救赎连在一起。
Every time New Testament mentioned about death, it's always paired with Christ's substitutory death and salvation.
叫我们看见一个不该死的，却为该死的人付上生命的代价。
So that we see one who should not have died, who paid with his life for those who should have died.
弟兄姐妹，这是爱的极限。
This is love's limit.
爱没有比这个更大的。
There is no greater love than this.
为什么杯和饼和杯表明主的死
？Why do the bread and cup?Demonstrate the Lord's death.
因为血是在肉里面。
Because the blood is inside flesh.
当一个人身上所有的血和肉是分开的时候，表明这个人已经死了。
When all of a person's blood in a flesh separated from his flesh, this indicates that this person has already died.
今天在圣餐桌上的饼和杯是分开的。
Today on the communion table.The bread and the cup are separated.
血是在杯子里面。
The blood is in the cup.
这个肉是在饼里面。
The flesh is in the bread.
这是表明主的死是为我们死，这是我们的纪念。
This demonstrates the Lord's death was for us. This is what we remember.
圣经每次提到等，都是要重整我们的心。
Every time Bible mentions wait.It means for us reform our hearts,
重新调整我们的眼光
to readjust our perspectives,
重新来磨练我们的耐性
to again refine our patience,
而且重新教导我们确认我们与主的关系
to again teach us to affirm our relationship with the Lord,
重新来设定我们的价值观
to establish our value system,
重新建立我们与教会中弟兄姐妹的关系。
To reestablish our relationship with brothers and sisters at church. This wait is even more a test of our faith and prayer. How long will we wait for the Lord's return? When we are observing communion and waiting for the Lord's return, how long will we wait?
我们要守多久?
How long must we observe?
要等到主再来。
We need to wait until the Lord's return.
要守圣餐直到主再来。
We need to observe until the Lord returns.
与主在我们上帝的国里一同喝馨的日子。
Until we experience a new day together with the Lord in His kingdom.
圣经每次提到来，在圣餐中不但纪念主复活回去天上，也纪念主的第二次再来。
Every time when Bible mentioned about come in the Holy Communion, we not only remember God's resurrected and went back to heaven, and we also remember God's second time return, and in remembrance, God always presence in us, and he's always around us, he's always come to us, and he's even live inside our hearts. So we ask God to do what he needs to do in our lives.
第四点我们来看是圣餐是最大的警戒。
The fourth, the strongest warning.
在哥林多前书第十一章的27-29节，弟兄姐妹一起来念这段圣经情。所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
1 Corinthians chapter 11:27-29. So then, whoever eats the bread of, or drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
什么样的人可以参加圣餐礼？
What kind of person can participate in communion?
这成为一个在神学上经常讨论的话题。
This is something often brought up in theological discussions.
比较保守的神学主张照圣经的教训必须是信主受过洗礼的人才可以参加圣餐礼。
More conservative theological doctrines, according to the teaching of the scripture, must believe in the Lord, have been baptized in order to participate in communion.
那至于没有受过洗礼的信徒可以观看但不要参加谦卑礼和圣餐礼。
Those believers who have not been baptized may observe, but cannot participate in foot washing and communion.
一般教会都采用这个看法。
Most churches use this method.
比较自由派的学者认为，
The more liberal scholars think,
圣餐是上帝的恩典，是应许给世上每一个人的。
Communion is God's grace, promised for every person in the world.
所以人人都有份于基督的身体。
So everyone has a share in Christ's body.
人人都需要耶稣基督的血来洗净我们的罪污。
Everyone needs Christ's blood to wash away their sins.
至于有没有受洗不是非常重要。
Whether or not one has been baptized is not important.
重要的是这是主的恩典，主的爱。
What is important is this is the Lord's grace. It's Lord's love.
所以我们在教会历史当中我们看见了这样不同的看法。
So we can tell there are two differences in the church history.
我们来看保罗对这件事情的看法。
Let's see Paul's view.
他说参加圣餐首先要按理吃得合理合宜。
He said that those who take communion must first eat in a worthy manner.
那么要怎么样才算按理吃得合理又合宜呢？
What counts as eating in a worthy manner?
就是要应当自己省察。
This is everyone ought to examine themselves.
要存无愧的良心，对得起自己的信仰，对得起主。
Having a clear conscience, worthy of one's faith, worthy of the Lord.
不是别人帮你省察。
It is not someone else examining you.
也不要你去省察别人。
It is also not you to examining someone else.
是你自己省察你自己，预备好自己的心思意念。
It is examining yourself.Preparing your thoughts and spirit.
来到主的圣餐桌前。
And coming before the Lord's table.
因为在主面前，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Because before the Lord, we are all sinners saved by grace.
所以保罗教导我们说，无论何人不按理吃主的饼，喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身，主的血了。
So Paul teaches us. So then, whoever eats the bread or drink the cup of the Lord.In an unworthy manner, will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼喝这杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
这里的自我省察有个很重要的意义。
The self-examining is really important.
审查的意思不是检查自己是不是配领圣餐。
To examine themselves doesn't mean that whether you're worthy of taking the communion.
如果说配的话，我们没有一个人配。
If we're talking about we deserve or none of us really deserve.
我们永远都不配领受主的恩和他的爱。
We never deserve to accept God's grace and God's love.
所以圣餐是为深深知道自己不配又深深需要主的人预备的。
Communion is to prepare for those people who really know that we are unworthy and we also know that we really desperately need God's love.
因此我们越感受自己不配就越需要领圣餐。
Therefore, whenever we feel that we're really unworthy and then we really, really need to partake. And the Lord welcomes us to take communion. During communion, the Lord once again give himself to us. Use his blood to cleanse us. Let us really know that we belong to him.
而他也是属于我们的。
And he belongs to us.
他爱我们，并且为我们舍了命。
He loves us and gives his life for us.
通过这样的分享，我们来分享第五点，就是最大的聚会圣餐聚会，对二十一世纪的教会有什么意义
？Let's talk about the fifth point, the largest gathering. What does the Holy Communion gathering means to the church in the 21st century?
保罗指出，信徒领受圣餐，便是参与在团体的交通关系里面。
Paul points out that believer partake in communion, it is to participate in fellowship.
这个圣餐的交通包括直的相交，信徒跟上帝，以及横的相交，信徒彼此之间。
This fellowship or communion includes vertical communion, believers and God.And the horizontal communion, believers with one another.
并且这个指的相交不单是个人与上帝，更是信徒和一群与上帝的相交。
Also, vertical communion is not only an individual with God, it is even more the communion of believers united as a group together with God.
而这样的相交的关系乃是建立在看得到了圣餐的饼和杯以及其所指向之基督在十字架上受难的事件。
And this kind of communion not only established in the communion that can be seen, the bread and the cup, but also that it points to Christ's suffering on the cross.
因此圣餐中的交通关系乃是在十字架中相交的。
Therefore,The fellowship in communion is the fellowship in the cross.
所以我们信徒在领受圣餐的同时，不仅仅是参与十字架中的相交，更是个人价值观的更新与重整。
When believers partake in communion, it is not only the fellowship in the cross, but even more the renewal and reformation of one's value.
所以我们不是按照个人的观点来看待圣餐。
We do not look at communion from our own perspectives.
而是透过圣餐所指向的基督受难事件来更新我们个人的价值体系。
But renew our value system through communion that points to Christ's suffering.
圣餐一直在提醒我们。
Holy Communion continue to remind us.
我们所祝福的杯，岂不是统领基督的血吗
？The cup that we, the blessing cup that we're taking, isn't that is from Christ's blood?
我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
The bread that we broke, isn't that we taking from God together?
我们虽多仍是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
And it's not the bread that we broke a participation in the body of Christ, because there is one loaf. We, who are many, are one body, for we all share the one loaf.
在圣餐当中，我们不但同领一个祝福的杯，也在圣餐中，我们不但同领一个身体，我们也就是基督的肢体。
During the Holy Communion, we're not only just accepting the same blessing cup.It's not just partake the same body. We are the body. We are Christ's body.
我们也同属一个身体。
We belong to this body.
所以既然同属一个身体，同喝基督的宝血，我们就情同手足。
Since we belong to the same body and we're drinking the same blood, we should treat each other like sibling.
我们就需要常常彼此帮助。
We should help each other.
彼此饶恕，彼此关怀，彼此鼓励。
We should forgive each other, and we should care for each other, and we should encourage one another.
就像以弗所书第四章的二到三节说的话。
Like Ephesians chapter 4.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守基督所赐合为一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient.Bearing with one another in love, make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
今天晚上我们当我们一同共受圣餐的时候，
Tonight we partake in communion together.
一方面从这个跨越时空的圣餐仪式当中，我们进入旧约的逾越节。
We enter the Old Testament Passover.
经验以色列百姓出埃及的那一夜所发生的事情。
Experiencing all the things that happened that night when the Israelites left Egypt.
那是耶和华的夜，是释放与拯救之夜。
Which was Jehovah's night, a night of deliverance and salvation.
今晚我们再次在守圣餐中与主立约，坚定信仰。
Tonight we observe communion and make a covenant with the Lord once again.Make sure our faith is steady.
然后我们可以脱离罪的捆绑。
Leaving the bondage of sin.
以我们让我们这些活在新约的人，借着象征耶稣基督的身体和宝血的饼和葡萄汁，与过去、现在、未来的圣徒连接在一起，使我们在主的十字架下同享主的救赎恩功。
On the one hand, may we who live in the new covenant.Through the symbols of the bread representing Jesus Christ's body and grape juice representing his blood, be joined with believers from the past, present, and future. May we, under the Lord's cross, together experience the work of the Lord's saving grace.
再者，在新冠疫情肆虐全球的时候，我们似乎都活在永恒的边缘。
Again,As the novel coronavirus ravaging the whole world, we all seem to be living at the edge of eternally. A lot of people's lives are uncertain.
在同领圣餐当中，让我们纪念他们。
While partaking the communion, let us remember them.
求主赐下安慰、医治、力量在所有确诊的人身上。
Ask the Lord to give them comfort, healing, strength for those who have tested positive.
并让我们用信心顺服交托，把自己藏在主的翅膀印下，只等到他再来。
Also let us, in faith, obedience, hide ourselves under the Lord's wing until he returns.
最后跟大家分享的是，圣餐是可以常得到的福音。
Conclusion, Holy Communion.The gospel you can taste.
圣餐的意义非常深奥丰富，也非常简单明了。
The meaning of communion is very profound and abundant. It is also very simple to understand.
如果我们使用要用我们的理性参透这个圣餐，我们永远都测不透了。
If we want to rationalize our participation in communion, we will never be able to understand.
但是如果我们用信心来领受圣餐，圣餐里一切的恩典和祝福都要借着饼和葡萄汁，借着基督的身体和宝血，有形有体的临到我们。
But if we partake in communion by faith, the grace and blessing in communion, through the bread and grape juice, through Christ's body and blood, is tangible and has substance, will fall on us.
马丁路德很贴切地把圣餐形容作可以尝得到的福音。
Martin Luther said very appropriately, describing the communion as the gospel you can taste.
求主帮助我们每一位弟兄姐妹看重圣餐。
May the Lord help each one of us, brothers and sisters, to see the importance of communion.
也渴望领受他的身体、圣体和宝血，经历他身体的奥秘。
And also desire to receive His body and blood to experience the mystery of His body.
今晚最后我要跟大家做一件事情的一个反省。
Tonight I want to have everyone have a reflect.
今晚当我们望着每分每秒继持续攀升的肺炎确诊及死亡数字。
Tonight, while we're all staring at the number of those tested positive and the death toll caused by the coronavirus.
受难日的前夕，这个紧绷脚步的地球村停不下来。
The evening before the Good Friday, this tensely paced,world society that cannot stop.
但让我们再次谦卑默想最后晚餐。
But one more time, let us meditate on this Lord's Supper one more time.
耶稣在世间最后一场的宴席。
This is the last banquet that Jesus spent in this world.
并预知他将要受难时候会重生的信息。
AndHe already knew that he is going to suffer.
那么这个饼和酒是谁的最后晚餐？
So let's think about it. This bread, this cup, who is this Lord's Supper prepared for?
是耶稣，是门徒，是犹大，是你，还是我？
Is this supper prepared for Jesus, for the disciples?For Judas, for you, or for me.
让我们现在一同来统领圣餐。
Let's partake the Holy Communion now.
在我们家中，也许你已经预备好你所要用的饼跟杯了。
At home, you probably already prepared your cup and your bread.
如果在家中你是个家长的话，或是妈妈，或是爸爸，或是长辈的话，我希望你来带领整个家庭在主的面前。虔诚谦卑来领受主的身体跟宝血。
If you're the head of the family at this point in time, I want you to be humbly in charge and leading your family to partake the Holy Communion.
希望我们在这个过程当中，我们再次领受耶稣基督他自己。
During this communion, let us all experience in taking Jesus Himself.
我们可以慢慢的播放比较轻的音乐。
We're going to have this.Amazing grace.
如果你手上有这个饼的时候，请你可以把它拿起来。
Pick up the bread and then you can break it.
你跟着我在这面前，我们一同来领受这个圣餐。
Let us partake the Holy Communion together.
耶稣说：“这是我的身体，为你们打破的。”
Jesus said, "This is my body broken for you."
你们每逢吃的时候要这样纪念我。
Whenever you do this in remembrance of me.
饭后只要拿起杯来说，这个杯是在我的血所立的新约。
After the meal, he picked up the cup and said, "This is the blood representing my blood."
你们每逢喝的时候要这样纪念我。
Whenever you drink, do this in remembrance of me.
也就是说，你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯。是表明主的时，只等到他再来。
Whenever you're taking this bread and drinking this cup, is waiting for God's coming back.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
所以我们不能跟弟兄姐妹一同在教会的会堂里面一同守圣餐。
Even though we cannot do the, even though we cannot partake the Holy Communion in the sanctuary together with brothers and sisters,
但是我们的家庭就是个祭坛。
But in our home, we have our own sanctuary at home.
耶稣基督是我们的家的主。
Jesus Christ is the head of our family.
所以当我们守圣餐的时候，求你来帮助我们了解圣餐的意义。
Please help us to understand the meaning of this Holy Communion.
求你在我们生命当中掌权。
Please in charge of our, all of our lives.
赐下够了恩典在我们每个弟兄姐妹的家中。
Please do give us abundant grace in every single family.
只等到你再来。
Until you come back.
我们在你面前同心祷告，是奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
We pray all this in your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
耶稣说：“这是我的身体，为你打破的，你吃的时候要这样纪念。”饭后再拿起杯来说，这杯是在我的血所立的新约，你们喝的时候要这样纪念我。
After that, God said, this is the cup of my blood.
我们一起来享用。
Do this in remembrance of me.Let's pray together.
我们感谢你把你的身体赐给我们。
Thank you, Lord, that you give your body to us.
把你的宝血赐给我们。
You give your blood to us.
让我们在吃喝主的身体跟宝血的时候，我们得着喂养。
While we're eating your body, we're drinking your blood, and we get fed.
让我们的身体里面有主的记号。
So inside of us, we have you in ourselves.
让我们的额头上有主你的印记。
On our forehead, we do have a mark.
让我们在同领圣餐当中能经历主身体的奥秘。
So when we partake the Holy Communion, that we can experience.
感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Thank you. We pray all this in your name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来唱结束的诗歌，愿主同在，直到再相会。
Let's sing one more hymn.
如果你在家里方便的话，请你可以站起来，我们来做祝祷。If you at home and convenience, I ask you stand up and we will receive the benediction. 现在你可以平安去，带领我们主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱以及圣灵的感动，常常与你们众人同在。Now go in peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.And the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all from now and forever. Amen. 感谢主，我们今天晚上的主主礼拜到这边结束。在明天晚上八点钟 ，Pastor J 要带领我们做这个受难日的礼拜，所以明天晚上我们仍然可以提早上来。跟 Pastor J 跟弟兄姐妹来问候就像我们刚刚做那个样子，这样非常好，感谢主，也感谢弟兄姐妹在家中仍然将来参与今天晚上的敬拜，一切荣耀颂赞都归给主祝大家一个非常美好的夜晚，再见。